Okay, then. Well, let's talk about this instead because, you know, you are getting, let's see what it is now, it's 37. So you may notice if your battery is over 3 years old and whatever, it's a little hard to crank the, get the car started. Even at 32, you can have some serious issues. Your battery is about 35% weaker than it would be on a nice sunny day. One of the facts you get from Amy Parmenter, who's with our dear friends, or as Joe calls her, the Parm Farm. how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
How did that get started, by the way, Amy? You worked here, you're a distinguished news person. Come on.
Yeah, I actually, though, had a blog called The Parm Farm.
Oh, okay, but you gave it up?
I gave it up. I gave it up for AAA.
Hey, by the way, speaking of which, yes. I got my license renewed at AAA on Friday. So
did
easy.
You get the real ID?
Yes, I already had it. So just
wonderful.
No, but I mean seriously, it's an easy way to do it. You don't stand in line all day. They're really quick. They're really friendly. Very reasonable. So you know that's one of the benefits of being AAA.
Well, we appreciate that, but I do need to point out that while we welcome members.
Yeah.
Our licensing services are for members and non-members.
Yeah, $6, I think, if you're not a member.
I believe it's maybe $6 for members and $8 for non-members.
Oh, okay.
So come on in.
All right. Well, now, this is something you don't want to think about. Nobody wants to. Summer, you know, you think about cars overheating and stuff like that and bursting into flames. But they can do that in the winter months, actually. But you have some things that need to be checked. And quite frankly, you know, you got 320,000 calls for help. That was what, last year?
Last year, just in the greater Hartford area alone. So tens of thousands of people who called AAA for help. You can be sure that almost none of them expected to break down on those days. So what we try to do is encourage people to do a little car care in advance so that they don't have to make that call. We're happy to help. In fact, if you are a AAA member, you can call AAA at any time, and they will come to your home or your work and check your battery and tires for free.
I've had that happen. It's very useful. It truly is. By the way, I'll get into battery stuff here in a minute, but one thing I think that a lot of people ignore, and I have those sensors, you know, that tell you if you're underinflated, overinflated, all that jazz. But nevertheless, the colder it gets, the less air that is in your tire.
That's right. So this is the time of year when a lot of people will start to see that little icon light up on their dashboard that suggests it looks like you have a flat tire, but really it's just an indicator that it's time to put a little more air in those tires. And this is really important as we head into the wet, snowy, potentially icy winter months. You want as much of that tire to be on the road as possible. And as the temperatures drop, that means adding some more air. You can find the correct tire pressure for your vehicle, usually right there on the door jamb, on the inside of the door jamb, not on the side of the tire.
Well, there you go. You know, now there was an old tale that if you have less pressure in your tires, you actually will do better in snow. No.
I don't know. I don't know about old tales.
No, you shouldn't.
New tale is make sure your tire pressure is what it should be.
You'll
for
be fine.
The winter months.
You'll be, and if you're all wheel drive, who cares anyway? It'll work fine. Thank you very much. Okay, so one of the things also that is important is let's say that you get into trouble somewhere, and you know what? It doesn't matter if you're traveling to like Norfolk or something. If you're around town, you can get stranded. You certainly can, and may need a winter emergency kit.
That's right. And one of the things, we encourage everyone to kind of switch over from the summer to the emergency kit at this time.
Okay.
You know, throw some extra clothing in there, some extra old jackets that are sitting around and hats and gloves and the sand or kitty litter so that you could, if you get stuck, you can throw that under the tire, a little shovel, a brush. Most importantly, you need that fully charged cell phone so that you can call AAA or call a friend for help if you do get stuck. And as you point out, Ray, I mean, this is something that we've seen time and again across Connecticut. It might be only an inch of snow or just a little slippery out there, and there's a crash on 91, and you end up being stuck out there for hours.
It does happen.
When you only anticipated, you know, going a few miles to the gym. So now you're in your T-shirt and your shorts, and it could really be a potentially dangerous situation.
To the point of deadly.
So throw those extra things in there. It only takes... you know, a few minutes to kind of load up the truck, the trunk with those things. But you'll feel like a real lifesaver if and when you have trouble. And it's not just for yourself, but also when you'll be traveling with family, with kids, with seniors. You've got to make sure that everyone in the vehicle is safe.
Oh, you know, another thing is, you point out in this list, you need a flashlight. Absolutely. And the other thing is, and this becomes gold, like come, once the snow melts, is wiper fluid. You really need that. It's like gold.
You know, isn't it, though? When you run out of wiper fluid, that's one of those things that, especially as it starts to melt and get messy and dirty, it really can affect your visibility. I mean, something is simple as making sure that your wiper blades are good to go and not streaky.
Oh,
but I'm going to jump back to the tires for one sec, because I did think, Ray, you know, so many new vehicles do not come with a spare tire. About a third of all new vehicles. So a lot of folks who buy these new vehicles, they don't even realize they don't have a spare. And so a flat tire ends up becoming a toe. So it's just really critical that you take care of your tires, that you take care of that spare, at least be aware as to whether or not you have one.
So a couple of things, you know, before we get into this, you know, the season, we're getting there very quickly, is number two, I would definitely, because I remember going out in February trying to find the, you know, the windshield wiper stuff. It's hard to find, but
right now
it's pretty much on sale. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, just beyond that, your battery is a big thing. And as you point out in this particular piece I got, 0 degrees, 60% of its strength is gone, that being your battery.
Yeah. So we will be very, very busy on Wednesday at AAA because a lot of folks are going to wake up and their batteries are not going to be worth. The same battery that got your car started last week is not going to start your car this week. And, you know, good luck if you're in your driveway, but this could happen potentially at work. This could happen at a shopping center. This could happen just about anywhere. So if your battery is 3 to 5 years old, you know, give AAA a call. We'll come out and check it, or you can stop by the new car care in Southington. Any approved auto repair, a trusted mechanic. It really takes a matter of minutes.
Have we covered everything here? Are we good?
Well, let's see. It is Veterans Day.
Oh, there's that.
AAA has a new military membership.
Oh.
So if you're a veteran or a member of the military, you can have all of our benefits and save, you know, discounts year-round.
And I think you still have triptychs somewhere. I think you do.
And we have triptychs. We have the triptychs for you, Ray.
All right. Well, I used to enjoy that when I go on vacation with a fam, you know?
Yes,
page to page.
Did we all.
All right. Hey, Amy, thanks for being on.
Thanks so much, Ray. Always appreciate you sharing the message.
All right. See you on the Parham Farm.